Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. God has used the word fabulous to encourage me to excellence in all that I do on His program. God told me that I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is service the souls, and servicing the souls, encouraging others, encouraging you on today. Everywhere I go, I love it, but I love to encourage others. And I know that that's nobody but God encouraging me. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I practice the God habit, and I just love, I love it. I love it that the Lord is in my life. I love it how that He always doing something to encourage me, and I just adore Him, and I thank God for that. He's my mentor. He's my everything. Everything I need, I find it in Jesus. So I am working toward my crown. I'm working toward my reward because, see, I've come to know that this is not home. This is just a dress-up room, and I've come to know that. And so I am continuously working on my crown because I want heaven to be my home. And I know I have all to do with that in the way that I live, in the way that I worship, in the way that I praise God, that I magnify Him, that I live my life. And I am so glad that I've learned how to live. There was a time that I just existed for everybody else. But God has taught me and is yet teaching me how to live because this journey can be long. This journey can be long. And so what do we do every day on this journey? And without God, we can do nothing. Without Him, we won't know how to follow on in this journey. But with Him, oh, my God. Ooh, the ways is endless because, like I say, He's always encouraging us and giving us just how to do. So I thank God for you on today. Thank you. Thank God for you being here. Thank you for listening in on the broadcast on today. And today we are talking about who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus to you? Who do you say? That's what He asked the disciples. That's what he asked. Who do you say that I am? So I want you to think about that today. I come to encourage you. That's what God has done for me, and that's who he has made me to be, an encourager, a motivational encourager to encourage everyone that hears me under the sound of my voice to encourage you. If you're not encouraged, and if you're already encouraged, to encourage you the more. Encourage you the more, because that's the assignment. That's the assignment that I am on, that God has given me. He has assigned me to encourage everyone that I meet that's in my life, to encourage you. All right, then. So we thank God today that you're here. We thank him for his anointing, because we invite him in. We invite him into every broadcast. We invite him by asking him, what would you have me to encourage your people with? And God is the one. He's the one that gives what he would have. So today, this is what he would have. Who do you say that I am? And who is Jesus? Who is he to you? Oh, I can tell you who he is to me, but who is he to you? All right, then. So let's have a word of prayer and talk to him. Let's call him up. So bring your minds in. Come on, come on, bring your minds in. Bring your minds in, and let's just praise him and worship him just for a little while, and so that we can go into this broadcast. Now, whatever it is that you have before the Lord that you need for him to work out for you, I want you to get it in your mind. Get it before you. So as we talk to the Lord, I want you to give it to him. Because he said that when he works, we have to rest. That means that we have to give it to him. We have to turn it loose. Give it to him. Rest in him and allow him to work. So, but when we work, he rests, meaning that he can't do anything about it because we've taken it from him. He said, give it to me. He said, cast all of your cares upon me because I care. God cares for us. Hear what the Spirit is saying unto you today. He wants you to be encouraged. God wants you to be encouraged in him. He wants you to make him your source. So today, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to see yourself giving whatever the situations are, whatever they are. If it's money that you need, and you don't know how you're going to get it, I want you to see yourself giving that problem, that situation, to Jesus. If it's healing that you need on today, and you know you've done everything that you know to do, I want you to give it to Jesus. I want you to let him work. So whatever your situation is today, let Jesus work for you. Give it to him. You rest. You rest. Take your hands off of it and act like I don't even care. And yes, that's going to take some practice, some work on. But work on doing it, giving it to the Lord. Giving it to him. Here, Lord, is yours. You know what I need. I'm your child. And you know how to take care of me better than I even know how to take care of myself. So give it to the Lord and allow him to take care of it for you. And you rest. Rest in the Lord by taking your hands off of it and giving it to God. All right. Are you ready? Your eyes closed and you're believing and you're ready to give it to him, because I'm touching and agreeing with you for God to solve, to take care of every listener on today, that problem. So even after we have prayed and the broadcast is over, I want you to share this broadcast with somebody else. Jesus, it's almost his birthday. And what gift would you give to him? What gift would you give to Jesus? He's always given to us. And we're going to give him our situations. This we're going to give to him. So, all right. So share with somebody else. All right. As we go before the Lord on today, Father, we want to thank you. And, Lord, we magnify you for who you are, God. You are great. And, Lord, you're worthy of every one of our praises. And, Father, we give them to you on today. Our praises, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. And we thank you for it right now, God. You're worthy, Lord Jesus, of every praise, God. You're worthy of it. And we give it to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this, another Wednesday, God, that you have blessed us. Nobody but you, God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. We come, Lord, giving you our situations, Lord. We give them to you, Lord. We lift them up to you, God. And we thank you for that. We want to ask that you would forgive us if we've displeased you, God, in any way, God. If we've said, if we've thought, if we've acted, Lord, in a way that's not pleasing to you, please forgive us for it. And we thank you for your forgiveness right now, God. In the name of Jesus. For there is therefore now no condemnation upon our souls. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that, God, in your mighty name, Lord. And, Father, we come believing, God. Be believing because you said, cast all of your cares upon me, for I care. And we believe that today, God. So we're giving you our situations, Lord. And we are resting in you, God. We're taking our hands off of it. And we're giving it to you, Lord, that you will work it out for us, God, that you would prove yourself, God, in the name of Jesus. You said it. You said, prove me. So we're resting so we can prove you, God, so you can prove you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for it right now. Now, Lord, we ask that you would go into the nursing homes, go into the homes of your people, Lord, where there's chaos, God, where there's disturbance, God, where the enemy is just walking up and down, Lord. And we ask that you would go in there, Lord, that you would bind that enemy, Lord, bind him and cast him out of there, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. We call it done and call it so, God, in the name of Jesus. Rescue your people, God. Deliver, set free today, God, your people today, God, in the name of Jesus. And whatever that situation is, whatever it is, God, you go there in the name of Jesus. Deliver, set free, God, on today, God, and in the hospitals, God, walk up and down those hallways and go into those rooms, God, and deliver your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for it. For you said that the affirmatives are many with the saints, with the believers, God. But you said, Lord, your word, God, we give it back to you, Lord, because you said it, God, that you would deliver them out of them all. And we know that your word has gone out. It's already out. It's already out, Lord. Your word is already out, God. And you said it will not come back void, but it will accomplish everything, God, that you sent your word out to do. And, Father, we believe that on today. And we thank you for it right now. in your most holy name, God. We thank you for it. We thank you for prayer on today. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. For it's your anointing that breaks the yokes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, break the yokes, oh God. The chains that have your people bound. In the name of Jesus, in your name today, God. Dear God, dear Lord Jesus, give them peace in their God. In your name today, God. For you have not given us the spirit of fear. And we thank you for that, God. Because fear brings torment, trick of the enemy. And we thank you for peace on today, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we magnify your holy name. And we thank you for this prayer on today. Thank you for the broadcast, God. Thank you for a way to encourage your people, Lord. And we just glory in you, Father. And we thank you. Thank you for making ways, oh God, where there seemed to be no way. Thank you for open doors, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your little subtle hints, God, that everything is all right. And we magnify you for it now, God. Now, Lord, we give you this prayer, and we thank you for it, Lord. And you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you, God, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction on today. Nobody but you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. We magnify you, God, and we give you all of the glory, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. 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 We thank God. We thank God for prayer on today, for prayer is always in order. Man ought to always pray. And never, 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 never faint. It's not fainting time. Too much going on to be fainting. So we got to put on strength. We got to put on strength and talk to the Lord about it. Put on strength and talk to God about it. Tell him all about it. You got to call him up. You just dial P-R-A-Y-E-R. And you will get him on your prayer phone. You'll get him. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Tell him about the situation. Have a conversation with Jesus and see won't he come to your rescue. He'll answer. He has the answer. He is the answer. So call him up and tell him all about it. All right? Now, if you got a prayer request, and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that prayer request there. Now, if you have an idea that for sure you have a testimony that you would like to share with us, or if you have an event going on and you need a motivational encourager, woo! Well, go to my email address, mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and leave that request there, and I will get back with you. Now, if you got that burning testimony of what the Lord has done, doing for you, you can call in at 347-850-8928. And for the next 9 minutes, I am live and in living color. And you can share that. Now, if you don't want to go online and call in and share that, you can still share that testimony by going to my email address, mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And you can share that testimony with me of what God has done or is doing for you. All right? So we thank God today for that. And don't forget to visit my website. Check out my books. Check out the archived messages on my website that the Lord has blessed me to give to you to encourage you. And even this one on today, it will be on that website. So if you missed it, you still can get it. Don't forget to share. Share with somebody else. Who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus to you? Who is he to you? Who is he? Have you ever thought about that? Who is Jesus to you? Have you ever wrote it down? All of the things that he means to you. Who do you say? I know we hear people's testimonies all the time of who they say God is to them. And we repeat it. We repeat it. But what is he to you? You've heard their great testimonies. What has God done for you that makes him great in your life? Yes, he's great. He's worthy of every praise. God is. So who is he to you? Who do you say that I am? And this was encouraged. My pastor on Sunday evening spoke in Houston, and he talked about I am. He talked about it, I am. And so that just encouraged me to think about who do you say that I am is? Who do you say that he is? Who is Jesus to you? Who is he to you? And I love that, and I broke down in here, that years ago, when I was at St. John, a young man came to us, and he stayed with us a while, and he was a guitarist, and he was a guitar player for the Ohio Players. Do any of you all remember the whole Ohio Players? Oh, yes. And so he wrote a song, and he sung it for us, that Jesus, he is somebody that you need to know. Get to know him. That was the title, get to know him, for he is somebody that you need to know. How many would agree that Jesus is somebody that we need to know in our friends of friends? He should be the top friend. He should be the top friend because he's a friend when the friend turn their backs on you. Now, friends will be a friend for so long. You know, they even say that friends, they're the ones that can really destroy you because they're the ones that you've told all of your business to. Ain't that something? So they can destroy you because you've told them all of your life, everything about you. But friend Jesus, he won't tell nobody else. If you tell him about it, he won't tell nobody else. So what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our griefs. Everything, we can tell it to him. What a friend we have in Jesus. So who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus to you? Mark 8 and 27 says, then Jesus and his disciples went on to the village around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he questioned his disciples. This is Jesus questioning his disciples. He said, who do people say that I am? And that's what I just said. People, we hear people talk about who Jesus is to them. Some say that he's this, he's my healer. Some say he's my deliverer. Some say he's my friend, he's my joy, he's my peace. He's all of these things that we say that he is. We're at all of those things. Who do people say I am? They answer, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others say, you are one of the prophets. You see, people say many things about who Jesus is to them because we enter into a personal relationship with Jesus. We got to take it from religion. We got to go deeper and farther than that. And he has to become personal to us. It has to become a relationship. That's what he died for. He died that he might have a personal relationship with each one of us. What a great big God we serve. Who do people say that I am? Their testimonies encourage me. And some of them, you know, when I hear people testimony, I want that for me. I want him in my life like that. Yes, but you know what? We don't know people's stories. We don't know what they went through to get where they are with Jesus. So I want my own personal. I don't want theirs. I may want how what they have, that end result. But like I say, we don't know how they got there. So I want my own relationship with God so I can tell you how I got there. And just think, if each one of us did that, if each one of us developed our own relationship with Jesus so that we could share with somebody else. We're in that season to share with somebody else. Share with somebody who Jesus is to you. Who do you say that I am? Share with somebody. But then Jesus said, so after all of that, he said, but who do you say that I am? He asked. And Peter answered, you are the Christ. What will your answer be? What will your answer be? Who do you say that I am? Peter answered, you are the Christ. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you say? He is my king, he's my daddy, he's my friend, my teacher, my helper, my wisdom, my comforter, my everything. I can only say this of the obstacles that have been in my way, and Jesus came to rescue me, trusting and depending on him as my source has made my journey sweeter. And this is a journey that we're on. Who is Jesus to you? We can say what others say about what Jesus has done for them. And we repeat it. But who is Jesus to you? And then I just shared with you about the young man that came from the Ohio Players and sung the song, get to know him, for he is somebody that you need to know. We truly need to know him, for without him, we can do nothing. We can't even get to heaven without him. Well, maybe I should ask first if you're planning on going to heaven. And if you are, then you need to get to know him. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say Jesus is? Who is Jesus to you? So share it. Share who Jesus is. And well, until the next time that we get a chance to share, I want you to be blessed. Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, signing off. Bye-bye now.